Fantasy Rap
with Austin and Ozzy.
Hey everyone, this is Fantasy Rap, and I'm your host, Ozzy.
And I'm your co-host, Austin.
You can find us on fantasyrap.com. That is fantasywrap.com. Hey everybody, welcome to week 7 of our fantasy football season, and we've got Sutton with us. Hi, Sutton.
Hi, Bunka Bunka.
How are ya?
Good.
Good. Do you know what this is?
Yeah.
What is it? Peas.
Picks.
Okay. Did you watch the game last night?
Yeah.
Was it a good game?
Yeah.
Yeah? Who won? Pittsburgh or Cincy? Do you remember?
The Bengals.
You're right. So I want you to choose between Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. And you tell us who should we talk about. You want us to talk about the B-E-N-G-A-L-S? Bengals?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you set it down?
Yeah.
Look up and say, see you next week.
See you next week.
So, welcome back, everybody. You saw who Sutton picked. She wants us to talk about the Bengals. Good game last night.
Yeah, she's been on a hot streak of picking the better team to talk about.
Yeah. I gave up at halftime. I mean, it was, I don't know. Rodgers looked great in the first half, but all of a sudden they started giving up points and they were behind and they weren't getting the kick at half after the half, and I lost interest.
Yeah. I was watching. I watched most of it. I mean, I was putting the girls down to bed last night because Britt had another late meeting, so dealing with that, and then went downstairs and was playing some Battlefield 6. With the guys, but it's also it's like Call of Duty but better. But I was watching on my phone, so in between matches and stuff, looked down, and it went down to the wire,
Doom
is a video game, yes.
Old video
game? Yeah,
like, that's probably
like
what
one
I
of the first person shooters.
Yeah, that's probably what I like remember playing. Bit,
like
Yeah.
So
IT guy not wanting to play with new technology. My problem is that I've got such an addictive personality that I would probably play for 20 hours a day, and then I would get yelled at even more than I currently do.
Yeah,
so.
It came down to the wire. I mean, the Bengals, the ending, I guess I didn't see the difference in the game clock versus play clock, but they called a timeout with like 11 seconds left to kick the field goal.
Oh.
And then it gave Aaron Rodgers time. So I don't know. I didn't notice it may have been they had to because of the play clock. Right. I don't know.
Gotcha.
I didn't see that. Also, I just looked down and they're lining up,
11 seconds left.
Yeah. And I was like, that's a decent chunk of time to get get one. And we've seen Rodgers do it. So,
and kickers these days,
that too,
60 some yards is nothing. I mean,
was a 20 something kind of chip shot. But
no, I mean well, Rodgers trying to get him back down
just to get into field goal range.
Yeah. I mean, it would take it, but I mean, we saw McPherson, McMoney make a 67 yarder last week.
But we got the timeout in.
But the timeout.
In time.
Right. Otherwise, it would have been a badonkadonk in for the victory.
Yep.
So we take a look at Flacco. Flacco was 31 of 47 for 342 yards, 3 touchdowns, rushed 5 times for 3 yards.
Nice.
accuracy is about 67%.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, when you target Ja'Marr Chase 23 times.
Oh, yeah.
That was... So, in the main Yahoo League, in both of our Yahoo Leagues, the one that I'm in with you and then the one with all the guys, I, had the 101 in both of those. So I took Ja'Marr Chase in both.
Yep.
So it was looking pretty bad for a little bit. And then now it's been, he had 3 weeks ago had the good week with Browning.
Yep.
But then Flacco comes in and had a great week and had an even better week this week because I think you and I were talking about either earlier this week or last week, the inverse, obviously Flacco's a very old quarterback, but the inverse, we're talking about the young receivers that have are fortunate to have a stud receiver. This should be the stat line. Yeah. You know, it should be, you know, double-digit targets.
The interesting thing is, so 37 of the 47 targets went to Chase Higgins and Fant, and 26 of the 31 receptions went to those three guys.
Yeah.
So it was interesting because I saw the touchdown by Higgins. Yep. And, I mean, it looked like, where did he catch the ball? At about the 12 or 15 or maybe even the 20? I think it
was about around, maybe around the 20, yeah.
And, I mean, he just kind of moved to the center and just accelerated and just disappeared between them.
Yep.
I mean, it was like, wow.
Yeah.
That was amazing quickness.
They, I mean, the Bengals, they actually looked... They looked good last night. I mean, obviously there were some bad plays and stuff that happens, but you know, I mean, you know, Chase Brown, like I said, had only 11 rushes but 108 yards. Yeah. I swear, every time looked down, it was multiple chunk plays.
But not initially.
You know. Yeah, he would kind of
struggled early on.
Yep. Yeah, and then started breaking them. You know, there was one where he had like I don't even remember how.
Not 37.
How his long. Yeah, I don't think that. I don't think that was his long one, but it was, you know, he kind of picked his way through the, you know, in through the D-line and the linebackers and then busted it out, heading to the right. And Jamar Chase came over, and I mean, he was full sprint and made a block got him an extra 5 yards or so. Could have been called a block in the back because the defender was, the defender was kind of like, you know.
I thought he was
Hunters.
Kinda, I thought it was more like, side.
Like hunters, you know. Like deer hunters will get it. He was kind of quartering away.
Okay.
So he was turned, you know, but the angle just his, to me seemed like... His helmet was like,
still in front of him.
I don't know. It, well, I think it could have been...
You also have to remember, you can't turn on a player
and
expect to get the call. And he kind of, you know, he was kind of turning away from him to try and not get hit when the initiation of the move, I think he was headed forward.
I think
so.
I mean, I think it could have been... They could have thrown the flag on that to erase that play, but it was still, you know, they talked about in the broadcast, it was good hustle, and, you know, you like seeing that out of your stud receiver.
I saw that play, and I was like, wow, that was sweet.
Yep.
Chase could have had one more catch, too.
Mm-hmm.
The one that was called, and it was incomplete after further review.
The
one where it popped, but he took both hands off. He dragged the foot. It was right at
the end of the first half. No, I didn't see that one.
And he caught it,
yep.
And he had his right foot in, dragged the left, but as he was going out of bounds, he took both hands off and re-grasped the ball. So it was considered incomplete because he didn't carry it through the out of bounds.
That was like that, the touchdown that he had, you know, they threw, it was like a slant. And he got hit as he was crossing, and when he rolled, the ball came out, so it was incomplete. He rolled, and the ball popped out. You know, he never fully had it.
Yeah.
And he was, like, kind of rolling because he got hit, spun, and rolling, and the ball came out, so they overturned the touchdown. And then the exact next play was just a, I mean, it was a, you know, teardrop. You know, that ball was basically coming straight down at the end of that pass. And it was Jalen Ramsey. You know, he had grabbed the shoulder pad, turned him a little bit. Jamar pushed off.
Yeah.
But because of how it was, Ramsey was the one who got the penalty.
Yeah, it was interesting.
You know,
they were
fighting over it. You know, he's like, oh, he's pushing me. And, you know, but, you know, I liked that they went right back to him for that.
I saw that play, and I was like,
yeah.
You know, it was both of them.
Yep.
Committed a penalty. Do you let the second one go because the first one caused the second one to happen? No, but they're not going to call. It's like Micah Parsons said. They don't call anything on offensive players. They call it on defensive players.
Yeah.
They might call false starts, but they don't call the holding. They don't call the hands to the face. He got poked in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
They don't call OPI very often at all.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. So Jamar Chase had 16 of 23 for 161 and a touchdown. Longest was only 18 yards.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the one where he he was coming, it was by the sidelines, and he bobbled the ball.
Oh, was it like he did a couple times?
Yeah, and then he turned just as he caught it, and he missed a couple guys and picked up some yardage. So
I did see that one,
And then T. Higgins was 6 catches on 10 targets for 96 and a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And the other touchdown went to Noah Fant, who was 4 of 4 for 44 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if the quarterback in this offense can find those three guys that much and get them the ball, they're going to win games.
Yeah, I mean, they're at that point, they're kind of on the Cowboys game plan where it's, well, our defense is going to give up at least 20 this week. You guys got to go out and just score more.
Well, especially without Hendrickson.
Yeah, just figure it out. Just find a way to score more points. And I think you found the formula.
yeah, I think you did. Moving on, we've got our picks of the week. So CBS has the QBs in a standard setting as Jaden Daniels, Patrick Mahomes, Dak Prescott, Drake May, Caleb Williams. I'm going to go Jalen Hurts. The other one who was there was that I thought about was Chargers.
Herbert.
Yep. But I picked Herbert 2 weeks in a row, and Herbert sucked 2 weeks in a row, so I'm not going with that again. I think Jalen's going to have a big game, I think, between the running and the throwing. I mean, they gotta figure something out. 2 straight losses.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the thing. You know, everybody was like, oh, they let Jalen Hurts throw the ball more than 30 times or whatever it was that hasn't thrown, you know, he has or as many pass attempts in like 3 years, and they lost. Mm-hmm. But then last week, you know, it wasn't a whole lot either against the Giants, and they still lost. I mean,
to the Giants.
Know, yeah.
To you the know, Giants. I think,
yeah.
I mean, I think what, that's one of their rivals, their big rivals. And they stink, and they beat you.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to be this powerhouse team. Now, don't get me wrong. We talk about parity. Show me, I mean, Pittsburgh went into that game at 4-1.
4-1.
And lost.
Yep.
2 straight losses by Buffalo, 2 straight losses by Philadelphia.
Yep. Yeah, Buffalo looked horrible against the Falcons.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Jalen... You know, I think in that game with the Giants last week, what really killed them was he missed Devonta Smith on that. It would have been like a 90 or 88 yard, you know, catch. I mean, the throw was only like maybe a 20 yard throw, and he overthrew him by like 5 yards. You know, and I talked about it because Jalen's great for fantasy because he's got the rushing, you know, upside and but the touchdown thing. I cannot stand, it's hard for me to watch him play football.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I drafted Jalen when he had his big breakout year, like 4 seasons ago, and it was amazing. I loved it. But he was also, he was throwing at that time,
exactly.
too. You know, it wasn't just the rushing. He was also, he also threw for a lot of yardage and quite a few touchdowns. So, you know, now to see what
they... Brown was a stud his first year.
Yeah, you know, now to see what they've kind of... almost devolved into because they had Saquon with the historic season last year.
Right.
You know, now they were, you know, it seems like they definitely were hoping that that's what was going to happen again this year, and it hasn't. And for some reason, I'm blanking the head coach's name, Sirianni. I think he's a good head coach, but for some reason, they just have not been able to figure out what they do need to switch.
Yep.
You know, and honestly, I think what they need to do is what Flacco just did last night, which is, you know, AJ Brown should have no fewer than 12 targets.
Right.
Devonta Smith should be in that T. Higgins range.
Yep.
You know, same thing. He really should have double-digit targets
Goddard
as well.
With a bunch.
Well, Goddard's been great.
Right. But if they went with those three and threw like Flacco did last night, they're going to win games because their defense is that
exactly.
good.
Exactly. I mean, even obviously Saquon's a really good pass-catching running back as well. So, you know, he should have minimum 6 targets. As, you know, I mean, they have to change something because their defense
but
hasn't been as good.
If he's not reading the defense well and he's looking one way too much, he's not seeing open players.
That's true. Yeah.
So,
So, all right, yeah, I'll quit ranting. Well, last thing I saw, I shared it in the Fantasy League group chat. Somebody said that Jalen Hurts is just Justin Fields with a PR team.
I wouldn't disagree with that. No, although Justin Fields is going to run a little bit more, but
yeah,
they're
very similar. Yeah. So
other than the tush
I just
push.
Thought that. Yeah, I just well again real last thing I swear. Do you see that the Steelers their version of the tush push?
Yeah.
Got flagged for false start last night.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure. Two guys on the right side.
Move. But Philly does it every single time, and they just they let it go.
This was pretty blatant.
Yeah, I'm not behind banning the play, but you just have to officiate it correctly.
Yeah,
you know, I mean that's
whether
what
or not
it boils
the offense
to.
Is offside to start with, lined up in the neutral zone.
Yep, which every single one of them are. Every single one of them are.
No. Usually the left and right tackle are 5 yards back.
Yeah.
So, at least on passing plays.
Just officiate it correctly.
Yeah.
That's agreed. I think that's what everybody wants. So my start of the week is going to be Baker. I know, you know, no Godwin, no Igbuka, but it sounds like Mike Evans is trending towards playing. I think even without Evans, I think Baker's going to be fine. He just, you know, you know, you got Detroit, but their defensive backfield is a little nicked up and banged up as well.
Wasn't the is that them? The guy who is getting the suspension?
Oh yeah, Brian Branch is suspended this week. So I think Baker. I mean, he was great against. They played San Fran last week. Baker was great. So I think Baker. He's going to do it
Johnson.
Again. Tez Johnson, Cameron Johnson.
Yeah.
I'm starting Cade Otton in both of the Yahoo leagues that we have because I think he's just going to be, like we talked about earlier this week, he's just super necessary. And this happened last year where he had like a 5-week stretch where he was the number one tight end for every single week. So, you know,
I mean, he's a good player. So if they can find him. Moving on to our running backs, we've got Christian McCaffrey, Jonathan Taylor, Bijan Robinson, Quinshon Judkins, and Josh Jacobs. And I'm going to go with your favorite choice, Kyren Williams.
Yeah, I swear I've drafted him in the last like 3 seasons.
Yep. Puka is out.
Yep.
So I'm guessing that they're going to rot well, and you're going to see in my wide receiver. I went kind of a stack knowing that they've got no Puka.
Yep.
So, I mean, Kyren generally plays, you know, it just depends on if they give him the ball or if Blake Corum comes in and steals some thunder. And
I mean, Kyren, again, having Kyren, you know, in multiple leagues for multiple years, you know, it is frustrating when, you know, they kind of do almost the sometimes the inverse of the Gibbs and Montgomery, where, you know, or they kind of do that, but whereas Kyren is Montgomery, where he gets the majority of stuff, and then they get in the goal line area, and then all of a sudden Corum's in, and you're like, what, you know, and then Corum will come in and he'll get stuffed, and then Kyren's back in, but then they do a little pick play between Devontae and Puka and score, you know, so it's just frustrating because he was, I can't remember how many games, he had like a 15-game touchdown streak or something like that, and then broke, I think it was like week 2 or week 3, he didn't score, so he's starting fresh, but, you know, I mean, we saw against when they played San Francisco when that went into overtime, what was that, 2 weeks ago? 2 or 3 weeks ago?
Which one was this?
That was the Rams-San Fran game on Thursday night. I think that was 2 weeks ago. You know, Kyren had, I can't remember how many catches, but he didn't have a rushing touchdown, but he had 2 receiving touchdowns.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and it's frustrating to watch the game, too, because he's wide open all the time for a check down, but, and you can't blame Stafford because you do have Puka and Devontae Adams out there. He just either doesn't see him or refuses to take the check down. So maybe this week, Kyren gets a little more receiving work too.
There,
so
he's an older QB, and you think of Rodgers. Rodgers doesn't like check downs, although this year he's using them. But I mean, Rodgers in Green Bay, oh, I've got Devontae Adams or I've got this guy wide open. Nope. I'm going into the triple coverage. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
It's just, I mean, some of those guys think that they can do it.
Yeah. I mean, Stafford has, he's got the arm talent to do it, but it's just, you wish he would, you know, as a fantasy player, you just wish he would take the check down sometimes. Yep. So, my start of the week, I'm going with Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. I think that's how you say his first name.
Bill.
Or Bill. JCM, if you want as well.
No, he wants to be called Bill.
Bill. All right, Bill against Dallas.
It must be because no one can say his name, so he said, call me Bill.
I think he said it was because it was either that or he used to watch a lot of, I thought I heard that he watched the show with Little Bill. It was like a PBS show when Britt and I were kids. But yeah, so I think that was some of it. But you know, Dallas just got absolutely destroyed by Rico Dowdle. I don't think any of us would say that Rico Dowdle's a top back in the league, even though he's played like it the last 2 weeks. So this Dallas defense is very beatable. Yeah, that too. Yeah. So the Dallas rush defense is very beatable.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels, you know, I mean, he's moving the ball just fine. You know, and again, Dallas's pass defense is also very beatable.
And so it also depends on if McLaurin is back.
True. Yeah. Debo was, you know, played the game last week, but he's been dealing with that heel injury since like week one. So.
And you'll see Debo is third in CBS's rendition of.
I mean, it's the matchup, and if McLaurin's, I can see it, you know.
He's injured, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but he's played through him, you know, and he just had a dud last week. But so I think they'll be in plenty of, down and distance, you know, short yardage situations. Hopefully, around the goal line, obviously,
Gets a chance. So, yeah.
Yep.
Moving on to our wide receivers, we've got CeeDee Lamb, who may or may not play. Mm-hmm. Interesting one. We'll get to Amon-Ra St. Brown, Debo Samuel, who may or may not play, George Pickens, and Jackson Smith and Jigba. They must really think that Washington's defense is bad.
It's actually solid.
Yeah, so I'm kind of surprised by that. I went with Davante Adams. No Puka. Mm-hmm. Being Packer fans, we've seen Davante for years.
Yeah.
One of the premier receivers in football, in my mind.
Yeah.
You know, take it for what it's worth. I just, we've seen the things that he can do. And I've watched other receivers, and there are a few who can do some of the stuff he does. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's an amazing receiver, and I think they're going to need him.
Yeah, for sure.
Between Kyren and him, I think they're going to have – both of them, I think, will have a big game.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was last week Tutu Atwell missed the game as well, I think. So I think he's still questionable. So if he doesn't play, obviously Davante, he's the primary there, but I think another, if you're truly in like bye week hell or you got your IR full and or something, you got to make a move. I think Jordan Whittington would actually be a decent play, you know, if it's a super deep league or whatever. I think he'd be a good play this week as well. So, I'm going to ride the hot hand with Drake London against San Francisco.
That is one hot hand.
Yeah. So, I mean, Michael Penix did exactly what I've been talking about the last week now, is just your number one guy, just throw him the ball.
Yep.
Let him figure it out.
Yep.
Obviously, you know, it helps when you've got Bijan ripping, 80-whatever yard touchdowns that was last week to 81. To help soften up the defense for your receivers. So I think London against San Fran, because I think Brock Purdy was just ruled out again, so it's going to be Mac Jones, but he seemed to be able to move the ball and score some points as long as he's healthy. I don't know what his status is either, because he took a whooping last week. So
they've been beating the crap out of him.
So I think and with how well, we'll see Atlanta, if they're, maybe they've got a hangover after beating the Bills the way they did. Who knows? And, I don't know. But I think London's just such a good receiver, too, that I think he'll get it done.
Yep. Moving on, we've got our tight ends, Tyler Warren, Zach Ertz, Jake Ferguson, Sam Laporta, Tucker Kraft. I'm going Trey McBride.
I saw that. I don't know.
I'm not sure how you don't have him. I mean, it's against the Packers. The Packers don't do well against tight ends, like we've talked about.
Yep.
And this is one of the premier receiving tight ends in football. I mean,
scored last week.
Yeah.
Jacoby Brissett. I think that's what it is. Is it's looking like it's going to be Brissett again? Yeah. But Brissett threw for like 325 and Brissett two is, or something
I,
like
I think
that.
He's a better passing quarterback than Kyler. Yeah. So as you know, as tough as that, you give a guy money and he's not the guy.
Yeah, like I think I said that earlier this week or end of last week. I think for sure at the end of this season. Unless you're complete, I don't know what his contract looks like. Unless you're completely screwed there, I think they need to move on from Kyler and try and figure something else out. Trey McBride, I mean, that's an easy easy pick. Yeah, it's not in there.
I had him ranked like two.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Out of everyone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I mean, he may not outscore Freiermuth.
Well, no, yeah.
With his two touchdowns and we don't count. 111 yards and five catches.
Yeah, we don't count the Thursday night game.
Right.
So.
Right.
My start of the week again, another hot hand is Dallas Goedert.
Yeah.
I mean, he's scored in three straight now, I believe. Used well over 100 yards this last week. You know, I think it was 2 weeks ago, had the two touchdowns where they did the they're getting cute where they're doing the little kind of shovel pass pitch, you know. Whatever you want, kind of almost like the Mahomes thing, but they actually pitch it to him. It's not just a touch pass. They've been using that a lot. So, it's like I said, it's kind of like
that. I want to say that they used, Casey used to use that a lot into
Kelsey.
Kelsey.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very, it's very similar.
And it was
just right there.
And you're like, where's the ball?
Yep. Yeah. It's right there. So,
I don't know if I like those changes. I don't like, it used to be that it had to be a throwing motion. Mm-hmm. Now you can toss it up in the air and it's considered a pass. You can even underhand it forward. The way I learned football, the rules that we had, I hate a lot of big changes to a sport.
Get off my lawn, damn it.
No. I'm just saying, it was a rule for 75, 100 years. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, no, we're going to start allowing this and this and this. I mean, pretty soon kickers are going to be kicking field goals off of tees with no defense rushing at them so that no one can get hurt. Mm-hmm. And don't get me going.
Yeah, so... Anyways, so Goddard, I mean, he's been, like I said, he's been almost been their primary target in the passing game, or Hurts' primary target in the passing game. So, I think this game, I don't know, is J.J. McCarthy, do we know if he's, I'm not sure if he's
I'm
back
pretty sure
this
he's,
week.
I'm pretty sure he's out another
out again?
Week.
Okay.
They haven't, I don't think they've mentioned who's going to start.
Gotcha.
Wentz is
presumed
to
be the starter.
I believe he had a full practice, I believe. So I think he's looking like the starter. But
so, I mean, Minnesota could, I think they'll be, obviously with Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison too, you'll be able to move the ball, and challenge the Eagles. So I think they're, I think this is going to end up being another week where Jalen Hurts is going to have to pass it because they're, unless something crazy happens and Saquon rips, two huge touchdowns or they score twice and get up, and Minnesota's not playing well. But the way I see it going, I think that'll be a close game that there's going to be a lot of passing in. So.
Yeah, agreed. So our love them, flip them, leave them. I chose the current 7-9, and there's not... You think about these three, they're within 1 point of each other. Mm-hmm. They're not that far from the top players.
Yep.
There's just kind of a log jam, especially with, Bowers injured and Kittle injured. And, obviously that impacts this. So it's Tucker Kraft, Sam Laporta, and A.J. Barner. And I am going to love Laporta. And... the reason is that Kraft has three touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Laporta has two. And they're within the same number of, you know, within a point of each other. Yep. They may actually might be tied, which tells me that he's more utilized in the passing game. The touchdowns may come, but I think that Kraft's output is too much touchdown related. Mm-hmm. And then I'm flipping Laporta. What did I say?
I'm flipping Kraft.
Yep. Because if you look at AJ Barner, I mean, yes, he's done well to this point. I don't see him being Tucker Kraft.
Yeah, and they've got a couple other names. You know, they got Arroyo in Seattle as well, who was a, you know, he was a guy that people were saying was going to, you know, creep up in the NFL draft and ended up, you know, I don't even remember what day pick he was. I mean, it was a little later, I think, obviously. But, yeah, so I'm the same. I'd leave Barner. Like I said, I think he's done good. I had picked him up in one of the Dynasty Leagues last year because he scored a touchdown and then ended up dropping him anyways because, you know, it was one of those because, you know, they don't, you know, Noah Fant was there for a while.
Yeah.
And did pretty much nothing. Yep. You know, they had they had the one crazy year with Will Disley where he was, for whatever reason, was, you know, like a top three tight end.
Yep.
You know, so it was just like kind of, you know, like I said, it was one of those what if he does break out?
Right.
You know, like I said, he's had a couple good games here.
That's like when Aronde Gadsden got dropped in our dynasty.
Yeah.
I jumped on it. I'm like, why are you dropping Aronde Gadsden? Mm-hmm. He's a rookie who looks decent.
And on a good offense.
On a good offense, yeah. And all he's going to do is get better. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I agree. So, yeah, I'm loving Kraft.
That's a tough decision.
Like I said, it can go either way.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you're just looking, to me, if you're looking just like straight redraft, you know, leagues, I think Kraft over Laporta, yes, obviously Kraft can be really up and down, but his ceiling is...
Tight end
won by 10 points, you know, on the week.
Agreed.
Like, yeah, I mean, we saw it was that week two he had 100 and something yards and a touchdown, you know, on like 9 catches. Like, I mean, he was the offense that week.
And you talk about yard after catch monster.
Yeah, he's one of the best. Yeah. That might be the best with tight end. Yard after catch. Yeah.
So, I mean, I was struggling there, and I only did it, like I said.
Yep.
Three touchdowns to two, so where are those points being made up?
Yeah.
But I like both of them. And, you know, people always are like, you know, we'll do our drafts, and we've got one or two homers that, you know, I got to pick a Packer. I have to have a Packer. Mm-hmm. QB, running back, wide receiver, tight end. I have to have them all. And the same thing with some Bears fans. Yep. I mean, you've got a buddy who's a Bears fan.
Yeah, I was last year. Ended up with like four of them. I was like, dude. He's like, I don't know how it happened.
I mean, I've got Tucker Kraft in our dynasty.
I have him in my other dynasty league.
And he's the only Packer I have.
Same.
I did have at one point A.J. Dillon on that team. But have since dropped him.
Eagle,
I do not, but I dropped him before when he was still a Packer, I think. I just do not, I'm not a homer.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know you're not really either.
No.
So
Devontae or Aaron. But yeah.
Yeah.
But even then, I didn't go like out of my way, you know, to do it. So.
Well, I think I told you, Drake May went in the first round of the league that I had you join this year. Mm-hmm. In the first round, before Allen, before he was like the fourth or fifth pick in the first round.
In that Yahoo league?
Yeah. Because
somebody dropped him because I was able to pick
last year.
Oh, last year. Gotcha.
Last year.
Okay. I thought you were talking about this year.
This person was such a huge fan that they went first round pick for Drake May. I mean, it is what it is. But
Dynasty?
That's a homer.
Yes. Yeah. Rookie draft? Yes. That's, but not redraft.
Well, I wouldn't be taking him first round in a.
I think I would have
in a rookie complete draft. In an initial draft.
Oh, and not in a startup. No.
Yeah. Okay.
In a rookie draft for sure. Yeah. But.
Oh yeah, that's crazy. That's a lot different.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So yeah, I flip Laporta. I mean, same thing. He'll pop here and there, but it's just the ceiling. Like I said, is, you know, they both really kind of have the same floor where they can disappear on a week where it's 2 points, you know, or. Yep. God forbid you get a goose, you know, but like I said, again, I think Kraft's ceiling is so much higher because Detroit, you know, when they get to the goal line, it's usually it's either Montgomery. Every now and then it'll be Gibbs on the goal line, but it's rare.
Yeah.
Or it's a 3-yard pass to Amon-Ra St. Brown. Yeah. Like they don't, you know, they don't use LaPorta the way they did his rookie season. Yeah. You know, so and he still the name still carries some weight. So you know, if you're looking, you know, to, if you're going to package a trade or something to, you know, go get a Trey McBride or something like that, or even a Tyler Warren, you know, you package him and something, you know.
But yeah, it's funny still because got
the name value there.
I was watching. I think it was while I was watching the KC game, and he threw to. I think it was the previous week. He had thrown to 9 different receivers, and I sat there and I'm thinking to myself, Love throws to 10 or 11 on a weekly basis because he doesn't distinguish anyone as a number one receiver. Yeah. It's amazing that someone can be doing the play by play and all, and the color commentary and go, oh, it's unbelievable. He threw to 9 different, and I'm sitting there thinking that's a normal happenstance in Green Bay. So, which is why another reason why, and you look at both Detroit and Green Bay.
Yeah.
They both have a lot of tools. So it's a close one.
Yep.
It really is.
Yeah.
Well, that's all we've got for this week. If you have any questions, shoot us an email, a text for some of you.
Yep.
Otherwise, I am Ozzie.
And I'm Austin.
Have a great week.
See ya.